Here is a 911 call from Johnson County in North Texas. It's from 2012.
Hi, yeah, my name's Craig Bender.
Bender had just felt his second earthquake that week.
Anyway, I was just calling to see if anybody was reporting anything.
You're the second caller. Does your house have any kind of damage or anything?
No, I haven't gone outside to look or not, but I mean, the whole house shook. But it did make there was an explosion-type sound somewhere, which kind of concerned me.
Now, listen to this. It's from Labor Day 2013 in the East Texas town of Timpson. Rachel Renault felt two earthquakes and told local TV station CBS 9 about it.
We were actually outside, and we could hear it before it actually hit. It sounded like thunder rolling in the distance. And then when it hit, everything just shook. We have dogs, and they started barking, and it was pretty scary for a minute.
And here's how Greg Morrison described a quake that shook his North Texas town of Reno. He was speaking to state oil and gas regulators at a town forum last month.
You might think you were in Iraq or Afghanistan. Feels like a semi-truck hitting your house with a bomb going off. And I am serious.
So by now, you're probably getting the picture. Earthquakes aren't normally known for the noise they make, but Texans across the state are reporting a loud boom accompanying these quakes. Surprising? Well, not really, says William Ellsworth. He's a seismologist with the United States Geological Survey Earthquake Science Center in California.
Yeah, they're actually hearing the wave that traveled through the rock all the way to the Earth's surface.
Here's how it works.
So when a fault slips suddenly underground, it radiates two different kinds of seismic waves.
One is called a P wave. That's an acoustic wave you can actually hear.
The other wave is called an S wave or shear wave. It's the wave that carries most of the energy, and it's the one that we typically feel.
The thing is, the first wave, the P wave, travels faster than the S wave. That's why people report hearing quakes before they feel them.
It's a little bit like thunder, that you may see the flash in the distance, and then it takes a while for the wave, the air wave in this case, to propagate that makes the boom that you associate with lightning.
Except with quakes, the sound is faster than the movement. Most quakes in Texas are relatively weak, but those are just the kind of quakes that make the loudest noise. Ellsworth says stronger quakes often register at a frequency too low for people to hear. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel in Austin.